Tattva Darshan, June 2010. This is more teachings of Kapila Muni on the 81 categories of devotional service. And we'll hear a very interesting description here. He describes how there's devotional service in different modes of nature. Tamagun Bhakti, Sattvagun Bhakti, Rajasic Bhakti. Nine forms of devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. And the three modes, that's 27, times 3 is 81. So there are 27 forms of devotional service in goodness, passion, and ignorance. Devotional service in the mode of ignorance, passion, and goodness can be divided into 81 categories. There are nine different devotional activities: hearing, chanting, remembering, worshipping, offering prayers, rendering service, making friendship, and surrendering everything. And each of them can be divided into three qualitative categories according to the three modes. There is hearing in the mode of passion, hearing in the mode of ignorance, and hearing in the mode of goodness. There is chanting in the mode of ignorance, chanting in passion and goodness. There is remembering in the mode of ignorance, passion, and goodness. Prabhupada says 3 multiplied by 9 equals 27. Then again, when multiplied by 3, it becomes 81. How these 81 different forms are expressed, that one will have to realize. It's not explicitly told here. One has to transcend all such mixed materialistic devotional service in order to reach the standard of pure devotional service. Now, to give a summary of these three basic categories of rajasic bhakti, sattvic bhakti, and tamasic bhakti. Kapila Muni defines tamasic bhakti, devotional service performed in ignorance. Bhakti, devotional service, executed by a person who is envious, proud, violent, and angry, and who is a separatist, is considered to be in the mode of darkness. This word, separatist, is very interesting, Prabhupada uses. This is how he translates the Sanskrit in the verse. The whole verse, which is 3rd canto, chapter 29, verse 8, Abhisandaya yohimsam dambam matsaryamevava sarambi binadrig bhavam mahikuryat satamasa. So one in tamasa bhav, one who's in this bhav of being proud, says binadrig, means binadrik. He has separate vision due to his pride. He's rendering service unto the Lord, but he has his binadrik bhav. He's looking out for his own interest. Bina, separate, drik, view, outlook or interest, and bhav, his mood, is like that. He's not exactly one with the heart and desire of Guru and Krishna. So he's engaging somehow in devotional service, but he has a motive for personal sense gratification while he's doing bhakti. So therefore his execution of devotion is something different because of his separate interest from the Lord, his interest, his viewpoint. His aim and objective is me-centered, not so much Krishna-centered or Guru-centered. If it makes me feel good, I'll render service. If it's good for my ego or my prestige or my sense gratification. Whereas pure devotional service, or Shuddha Bhakti, is when one acts under the direction of the spiritual master, but his bhav is Seva Bhav, Shuddha Bhav. He has a pure motive to satisfy Krishna. without any separate interest. So he doesn't have separate viewpoint. Krishna drishti, mera drishti. My viewpoint and interest is whatever Krishna's viewpoint and interest is. So this is the pure aspect, but then this is the perverted or polluted viewpoint and interest which contaminates one's service. One who approaches Krishna to serve him, but who is proud of his personality, envious of others, or vengeful, is in the mode of anger, tamagun. Due to ignorance, he thinks, I am the best devotee. Bhakti performed in this way is not pure. It is mixed with the lowest grade of the modes of nature, tamasa. Chakravartipad advises that such a bad character of Vaishnava should be avoided. A real Vaishnava, a true Vaishnava, is one who has taken Krishna as the ultimate goal of his life. But if one is not pure and still has ulterior personal motives, then he is not exactly a Vaishnava of the first order of good character. He is called Prakriti Vaishnava, or Vaishnava Praya, materialistic or almost a Vaishnava. One may offer his respects to such a Vaishnava because he has accepted the Supreme Lord as the ultimate goal of life, but one should keep aloof and not keep company with a Vaishnava in the mode of ignorance. Then, in the next verse, Kapila Muni describes devotional service in the mode of passion, 329.9. Vishayan abhisandaya yasha aishvaryam evava archada varchayed yomam pritag bhava surajasa. So this word pritag bhava means again a separatist mood, pritak, pritak bhav, the worship of deities in the temple by one with a self, separate interest, or separatist, as Prabhupada says, with a motive for personal enjoyment, fame, and opulence is devotion, the mode of passion. The Sanskrit words to describe this English word separatist are binadrik and pritak bhav. A separatist is one who sees his interest as separate from that of the Supreme Lord. Mixed devotees in the mode of passion and ignorance think that the interest of the Supreme Lord is in supplying the orders of the devotee. God is my order supplier. The interest of such devotees is to draw from the Lord as much as possible for their sense gratification. This is pritak bhav, binadrik bhav, a separatist mentality. In pure devotion, however, in contrast, the mind of the Supreme Lord and the mind of the devotee should be dovetailed. In other words, of one mind, one heart, one desire, one interest. A devotee should not wish anything but to execute and fulfill the desire of the Supreme. That is oneness in heart and mind, oneness in desire. When a devotee has an interest or will, desire, different from the desire or interest of the Supreme Lord, his mentality is pritag bhav, binadrik bhav, a separatist. When this so-called devotee desires material enjoyment without reference to the interest of Krishna, or he wants to become famous or opulent by utilizing the mercy or grace of the Supreme Lord, then he is in the mode of passion, Raja Gun, tamasic bhakti. Now in the next verse, verse 10, Kapila Muni describes bhakti and sattva-gun. Karma nirharam udishya parasmin vatararpanam yajed yashtavyam ittiva pritag bhava sasattvika. Kapila Muni said, when a devotee worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead and offers the results of his activities in order to free himself from the inebrieties of fruitive activities, his devotion is in the mode of goodness. Pritag bhav sa sattvika. So he's also pritag bhav. These are all separate interests. Separate interest in ignorance, separate interest in passion, separate interest in goodness, pritak bhav, or binadrik bhav. All three types of impure or alloyed devotion, not unalloyed, but impure, alloyed devotion, mixed devotion, are considered a separate interest program. The four ashramas and four varnas act for some benefit in accordance with their personal interests. Therefore, such activities are in the mode of goodness. They can't be called pure devotion. Pure devotional service is defined by Rupa Goswami as free from all material desires. Anya bilashita shunyam. There can be no excuse for personal or material interest. This is what we want, what Rupa Goswami defines as pure bhakti in its perfect definition. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Purva Vibhag, Pratam Lahiri, verse 11, is actually in a Mangala Charana, the very beginning of the book. It's almost like the Prabhasa Sutra. It established the whole. This one shloka or verse of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar Devotion, establishes the whole theme and gist or essence of the teachings of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is all about pure bhakti, shuddha bhakti. Anya bilashita shunyam jnana karma jnanavritam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhaktiruttama. Uttam bhakti, pure devotional service, is a cultivation of activities, or the practice of activities, that are meant exclusively for the pleasure of Sri Krishna. In other words, it is the pure bhakti, shuddha bhakti or uttam bhakti, is the uninterrupted flow of service to Sri Krishna, which is performed or enacted through all endeavors of the body, mind, and speech, as well as through expression of various spiritual sentiments. So the body and mind are engaged, and also the heart. Body, mind, and heart. Body means senses, hands, legs, voice, and also the mind and speech, but then the heart is the bhav, the feelings, the love, bhava grahi janardan. So all of these activities of the physical and mental body are expressed in an uninterrupted flow of service, as well as various spiritual sentiments, bhavas. Such uttam bhakti is not covered by jnana, speculative knowledge aimed at impersonal liberation, nor karma, reward-seeking activity, or yoga austerities. Uttam bhakti is completely free from all desires other than the desire or interest or aspiration to bring happiness to Sri Krishna. With this shloka, Srila Rupa Goswami has combined all the previous definitions of bhakti mentioned in the various shastras and presented this beautiful new definition, which is the life and treasured aspiration of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Anya bilashita shunyam, shunya, empty, free from, devoid of abilash, devoid of desires. And abilashita, ta means a tendency to desire. Devoid even of the tendency and free from, empty, even of the tendency to desire and devoid of desires other than those for service of Sri Krishna, gyan, karma, anavritam. Such uttama bhakti is not covered by speculative knowledge, impersonalistic mayavadi knowledge. It's not covered by artificial renunciation or ambitions or mystic powers. What is it? Uttama bhakti is anukulya, favorable, Krishna anushilanam. It's cultivation of activities and services and movements and feelings and expressions and speech with a favorable mood. This is first class. And it says anukulya means, indicates anugatya, which means that this favorable mood, this uttam bhakti, is under guidance and it's also continuous. Such uttama bhakti performed with a favorable mood, with all the activities of one's body, mind, and speech, and heart, mixing in various feelings of loving sentiments and attachment and care. This continuous devotional service, cultivation of service to Krishna, flows continuously in an uninterrupted stream, like the pouring of a stream of unbroken stream of honey. Honey sweet bhakti. Honey sweet devotion. Madhur, madhur, madhur bhakti. This is pure devotional service. So Kapila Muni, when he's describing these three forms, these gunamayi bhakti, bhakti mixed with the modes, he calls all of these devotional service, which is under the aegis of the modes of nature, Raja, Tama, and Sattva, as such practitioners or separatists. So both these terms, binadrig, binadrig bhav, and pritak, pritag bhav, they indicate that devotee, or prakriti Vaishnava, Vaishnava praya, who maintains a separate interest separate from the Lord. Separate interest indicates a presence of false ego, a consciousness fixed in the material world. What is the cure to remove this false ego, which is prohibiting pure devotional service? The cure to remove the disease of false ego is one and one only, surrender. One has to return to the soul's natural consciousness as Krishna's loving servant. In the next text, 11 and 12, Kapila Muni defines pure devotional service, which is free from false ego and the binding ropes and contaminating restrictions of the three modes of material nature. This is chapter 29, third canto, verses 11 through 12. The manifestation of unadulterated pure devotional service is seen or shown when one's mind is at once attracted to hearing the transcendental name and qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is residing in everyone's heart. Just as the water of the Ganga flows naturally to the ocean, such flow of devotional ecstasy, or such devotional ecstasy, which is generated from performing pure devotional service, is uninterrupted by any material condition, and it flows on steadily towards the Supreme Lord. But this Sanskrit that we just quoted, the English, 3:29, 11, and 12, As also this verse is mentioned in Adi Lila, chapter 4, verse 205. Madguna shuti matrena mayi sarva guhashaye mano gatir avichchina yata gambaso ambudo lakshanam bhakti yogasya nirgunasya yadavritam ahoituk yavahita yabhakti purushottame. I am the supreme enjoyer, Purushottam, the Lord who dwells within the hearts of all. When there is unmotivated natural affection for me, and when simply on hearing my qualities, one's mind automatically flows towards me, as the Ganga forever flows unimpeded and uninterrupted towards the ocean, this is called Nirgun Bhakti Yoga, transcendental devotional service, causeless, Ahoituki Bhakti, causeless devotional service. Ahetu, Ahetu means reason, cause. Ahoituki means without a reason. In other words, pure bhakti, there's no separate interests. We serve the Lord to serve the Lord. There's no calculation, profit motive. It's not a business. I do this to get that. I invest this and get this return. I do this activity and get this benefit. I draw this return. A pure devotee does not serve Krishna for any cause or any benefit, either spiritual or material. This is the first symptom of pure devotion. And it never stops. 24 hours a day, the pure devotee is serving. He molds his life in such a way that he's serving every second, engaged in some sort of devotional service for the pleasure of Krishna. The word avyavahita means that there's no separate interest. Krishna's interest and Bhakta's interest are on the same level. They are one in heart, mind, and interest. The only interest of the devotee is to fulfill the transcendental desire of the Supreme Lord. This is oneness in a union of love, union and separation, separation, union. Such ahoituki bhakti unto Krishna is transcendental and never contaminated by the modes of nature. These are the symptoms of pure bhakti, free from the material contamination of rajagun, sattvagun, and tamagun. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shikshastakam, he shows the standard of pure bhakti. Nadana na janana sundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamaye mama janmane janmane ishvare bhavatad bhaktir hoita kitai. O my Lord, please hear my prayer. O Jagadish, O Govinda, O Pranath, I don't want to gain any wealth from you. I don't want a beautiful wife. I don't want many followers. All I want from you is that in life after life, I may remain a pure devotee at your lotus feet. Janmani Janmani means life after life. Shows that a devotee doesn't care, doesn't even desire to stop the cycle of birth and death. The devotee is satisfied to stay in this material world in the samsara and execute devotional service for the pleasure of his beloved Lord. Everyone's prescribed duty is glorious if it is performed in devotional service of the Lord without desire for profit. Such loving service must be performed without cause and reason, without impediment, and spontaneously. Krishna is lovable, and one has to serve him in whatever capacity one can. This is pure devotional service.